I don't think a lot of these moms knew that they were Build-A-Bear yesterday, trying to build bears for this deal. They were all going to be celebrities today because of this huge fiasco. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Veronica. We have to welcome Caitlin to the show. Caitlin was at a Build-A-Bear yesterday with her daughter. It was the Build-A-Bear in Brandon. And Caitlin, how did you know when things started to make a turn for the worst?
Seeing groups of people just walk up like they knew everyone, and just like about 10 people would come up and just join them. And, you know, they hadn't been standing in line as long as we had. And then you had other areas where people found ways to kind of cut through the back way, and security had to stop them. And I guess they had called law enforcement, supposedly, to escort a big group of people to the backs of the lines and everything. So they were trying to control the mob.
But the mob.
People cutting in line for a Build-A-Bear. That's terrible.
Yes, very much so.
So how long did you stand in line?
I stood in line for 7.5 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Walking boot on my foot.
7.5 hours at Build-A-Bear. And did you finally get a bear?
Yes, I did. Actually, I took the smart way out. My daughter is 4. So I was able to convince her, once they said that any bear was free game, I was able to convince her to pick one that was already stuffed, because it was still over an hour to wait to get your bear stuffed.
Right. So at Build-A-Bear, you can design it from the beginning, or you can kind of get a pre-stuffed bear and then go from there. So 7.5 hours, how much did your bear cost at the end?
Because I left one accessory on the bear, it was $14.
How many times did you think to yourself, I'm just going to get out of this line, or were you just committed?
Totally committed. I originally thought, when I first got there just before 9 o'clock, I knew it would probably be busy, but I wasn't anticipating being all the way down by JCPenney's.
So when you left, were people still waiting in line to build their bear?
Oh, yes. So my daughter's saying, she's like, Mommy, I want to ride the carousel. I want to go. I'm like, no, we're done. We're going home.
We just rode the carousel. That's what this whole thing was.
Yeah. Yes, pretty much. About two, and then we're on the way home, and she's like, oh, there's Chuck E. Cheese. And I'm like, no.
My goodness.
Well, if Mom's willing to wait 7.5 hours in line for a teddy bear, let's see what else I can milk out of her today.
We'll just keep going, right?
Exactly. It was pretty rough for her, but I mean, she did make it through. And, you know, just because had she been like 2 years old and not realized where we were and what was going on, I would have not even attempted it. But because she's 4 and she's now realizing, oh, she's in the bear store, is what she calls it. She's like, are we going to the bear store? And I'm like, yes.
Well, Caitlin, we have put you on the list for Mother of the Year. You sat at Build-A-Bear for 7.5 hours to build a little bear. That is awesome. Thank you. Thanks for calling and sharing your story. We appreciate that.
Not a problem.
All right,
have a good day, guys.
Have a great weekend, Caitlin.
You too.